God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to guide us in this life that we have as we walk as His beloved children, redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ, is from the epistle lesson. From Paul's letter to the Thessalonian church, his second letter, at the third chapter, as he's starting to wind up this letter to the Thessalonian church, he's also speaking to us. Finally, brothers, pray for us that the word of the Lord may speed ahead and be honored, as happened among you, and that we may be delivered from wicked and evil men, for not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one, and we have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will do the things that we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of Christ. So far, God's word to our consideration this morning. I'm going to ask you a question. And that question isn't, isn't about the scriptures. And it may be. But the question is, have you ever been lost? I don't want you to think about today or the last 5 years or the last 10 years. I want you to think about when there was no cell phones, no bag phones. There was nothing to give you direction. Have you ever been lost? Well, in 1980, I was a vicar in a vacant church, in the vacancy. And my supervisor was in South Bend. We lived in North Liberty, Indiana. And after I was installed as the vicar, the next week I was to go to South Bend and go to the church there to be with my supervisor. I had two supervisors, one in South Bend, Indiana, and the other in Plymouth, Indiana. And so I was going to go to South Bend to the church called Emmaus. So, 1980, there was no cell phone. The only thing I had was the map. And I knew by the way that the map was, and they told me where Emmaus was. And I tried to follow my map. Of course, I didn't have my navigator with me because she was taking care of our kids at home. And I had this map laid out, trying to figure out where I was going. I was totally lost. Even though they gave me directions in that, the previous day when I met with them and was installed, and they told me how to get there and try to find it on the map, I was totally, absolutely lost. I didn't know where I was going. Now that's my physical life. But I want you to think about your spiritual life. I want you to think about that faith life that you have in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I want you to think about being lost. Here Paul is saying to the Thessalonian church that they have the words of God. They have the Holy Spirit, and they have the direction. They have the direction for their hearts. But he also is saying, beware of those who are trying to take you away from the faith, who are trying to persuade you not to follow the path that God has given you. Try to push that all aside and follow the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because that Lord God is the one who is going to remove the obstacles in front of you. That Lord God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is going to come into your hearts and into your lives to continue to direct you to the correct way. Now, we're living in the 21st century. We're living in a world that is not even started, but has begun, let's say, their journey away from the church, away from God, away from His continued word and presence. We can see it in weddings. Weddings now aren't being held in the church. They're being held at another venue that has room for 300, 400 people. Venues that are away from the church, away from God and His word. And this is the way the world has started to go, or continued to go, continued to slide on a slippery slope, if you will. But God wants us to continue looking at Him. By the power of the Holy Spirit, He gives us the correct way. He gives us that path to follow. And the Apostle Paul is trying to direct our hearts and lives toward that gracious God. He begins by saying in that third chapter, finally, brothers, okay, he's bringing us down to finally, he says, pray for us. Prayer is one of the ways that we can keep going to God. Prayer is one of those things that God gives us, that we can be in the lives of others and they don't even know Him. But He says, pray for us. Paul is saying, pray for us. He's saying, pray for you. Pray for all of you in the church, that His word may not be bound, but that they continue to grow and go out into the world. He's telling us this because there are obstacles of our faith. There's obstacles to the word of God, and He wants us to know that the correct way is to continue following God's word. Because being in the world, we have those things that try to tear us away from God, away from the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God is giving us a path. He's pounding that path for us and leading us by the power of the Holy Spirit back to Him, back to His word, back to the sacraments, so that those will be lit, that we will be lifted up by those sacraments, whether it's holy baptism or whether it's Holy Communion. God is giving us those paths. Paths to know Him, paths to be living for Him, because our lives are filled with fear. Our lives are needing that guidance by the power of the Holy Spirit. Because we face Satan, we face the devil, we face all those evil kinds of things that are in the world that are trying to take us away from God Himself and His word. But God sends His Holy Spirit. He sends that Holy Spirit into our hearts to remind us that we are God's beloved children. To remind us of what Isaiah the prophet writes. He says, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be with you. In the rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flames scorch you. For I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. He tells us these words so that we may know that He is there for us, that He is our foundation, that He is there to be that foundation, that strong foundation. And He's there to lift us up. And all the worries and fears and anxieties that we may have that are trying to take us away, but in Christ, there's God's faithfulness. There's God's word. He tells us that He's going to send His Son to this earth. He tells us that His Son is going to live and suffer and die for us. He tells us in His word that even though He died and is in the tomb on the third day, He's going to rise again and give us the assurance of everlasting life and forgiveness of sins, so that we are not alone, that we do have that tether, that rope to God, as he continues to tell us and assure us of him being in our lives. As I was preparing, I was really moved by this illustration that this one person had. Will God guide us through the ups and downs and all of the tragedies and everything that sometimes seems to be trackless? Robert Browning thought so as he wrote these words. I see my way as birds, their trackless way. I shall arrive. What time, what circuit first, I ask not. But unless God send his hail or blinding fireballs, sleet or stifling snow, in some time, his good time, I shall arrive. He guides me and the bird in his good time. So I read that, I was moved to think about how God in his time brings us to himself, where he determines that it is now the time for us to be summoned from this world. In the last week, there's been two of us that are covering for a pastor in Lake City. And so we were talking about, okay, the pastor had a couple people to be visited. And so he took one person and I took one because he didn't know this person. I visited with her on Thursday. She was comatose. But being that the hearing is basically the last to go. So I shared with her the Word of God. I prayed with her. I said the Lord's Prayer and gave her my blessing, or the Lord's blessing. That is at the end of every service. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen. And I left there on Thursday with means to go back on Saturday afternoon. Let the Lord be. He summoned her to her eternal home. Yesterday at about 12:40 in the afternoon, the Lord received her to himself. We don't know what path we have. We don't know the time that our Lord is going to call us home. We have no clue what that time will be. But he gives us his grace and his mercy. He prepares our hearts, our lives through his word. And as Paul directed the church at Thessalonica to follow in God's ways, to pray for him, to be guided by that word, to be strengthened by that word, he does the same for us today. We have no clue when God will call us home, but we do know that he will call us in his grace and his mercy one day to be with him for all eternity. Until that day, until that time, we keep our hearts and our minds and our lives focused on the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Christ's holy name, amen.